Good vach. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sora Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Nida in the 10th parak Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. We're quickly coming to the end of Masechta Nida. And the Mishnah begins, Hazava Hazava Shabbat Guatzman Biyom Rishon. If you have a Zava or a Zava who examine themselves on the first day, they have to go ahead and they have to count for 7 clean days. But they only checked on the first day, Ubayom HaShvi, and then they checked again on the 7th day, Umatzu Torah, and they found themselves to be clean. But says the Mishnah, Ushari Yam Shabin Time Lo Badku, they didn't check every single one of the intervening days. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rein Becheskas Tara. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, they did a Hefsek Tara, they started off the process correctly, so we can assume that they didn't experience any discharge during the period in time in between. So at the end of the 7th day, the Zav and the Zava can go ahead and go to Mikvah. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein lahem ela yom rishon yom shvi bovad. Rabbi Yeshua says that unless you check on those days, we cannot assume that there was a continuous clarity and cleanliness, and so therefore it would be a problem. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein lahem ela yom shvi bovad. Rabbi Akiva says you can't even count the first day, right? Because what are you counting? You have no basis to be able to count anything beyond the first day. When you have a Zav, Zav, Anida, and Yoledes who gave birth, or a Mitzorah who dies, so Metamin Bemasa Achimo Kabasa, the flesh, the person, conveys tuma when you carry the person until the flesh decays. Nachmi Shemes, but when you deal with a non-Jew who passes away, so Tormi Litame Bemasa, in such a situation, he's not going to convey a sense of Tumas Masa. Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, Kol Anashim Mesos Nidos, Beishamai says, all women, we assume that they are all going to be assumed to be Nidos, and so therefore any Kelim who are there close to the time of Yitzias and Nisham are going to need to be assumed to be Tamei, and so therefore they're going to all need to have Tevilah. Beisil says, what are you talking about? Unless she knew she was a Nida, she's not a Nida. And that is the rules according to Beisil and the way we pass it. We'll stop here, and Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.